this group, but there is a good segment of white male America that feels like if only I'd been born a black lesbian, my life would be so much easier. Like being a straight white male in America is just the rawest deal. And those people that I think are often in positions of power, what I experience is when you try to have a discussion, unless you have a video of Riley Cooper screaming the N-word in anger, if you say, hey, how much of the Richard Sherman commentary is racially charged? If you just broach that topic, it is turned around on you immediately, and you are the racist. You are playing the race card. You are race baiting, and you don't ever even get to have the discussion because the discussion turns on to why are you making it about race? I didn't make this about race. And again, not to pick on white males, but it's normally the people I interact with that say this. Race doesn't matter to me. Why does it matter to you? And it's a coming from a place of privilege where race hasn't mattered in their life to where they can see it, so they don't get why it matters to you. I don't get why you're bringing this up. Really, your feelings are hurt by the name Redskin? Like, oh, get over it. Have thicker skin. That's where the discussion goes. Because so many people can't, in my experience, get past their own experience of, well, I've never been discriminated against, I've never had to deal with it, and they get very angry at, why are you bringing race up? Race doesn't matter. You're the race baiter, and that's, at least in my opinion, it's very frustrating, and it's where I think people that look like myself and like Chris of this panel have an extra responsibility to make sure that if we see something that we feel is unjust or unfair, that we are bringing it up. Because too often, if you just let the women talk about women's issues and the gay people talk about gay issues and the minorities talk about minority issues, then those people get typecast. And it's hard to typecast. It's hard to call me anti-white because I am white. And so I think there's an added responsibility if you're in the majority of anything, whether it's because you're straight or it's because you're male or because you're white, whatever it is, to make sure you are advocating on behalf of those in the minority, because very often I feel like those voices are, it resonates a little differently.